I don't even know the time frame at this point, Glock. It's hard just to come dropping out. Hit after hit, bro.
Hard to come out that bad.
I'm proud of you, man, and I double salute you. This is how I know you done got into a whole nother bag. You know, I be on Instagram and I fuck with the cars, bro. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I got these old white dudes who be fucking with, you know, building shit for me. And they was like, man, we were listening to some Key Glock in your car, man. I love that shit now.
Straight up.
You crossing over, man. How's it feel?
Nah, it's no but love. I appreciate it all. I be seeing it. I get it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's one thing, like, I see a lot of artists and creatives now, like, transitioning and doing things that they love to do outside of music, like, mm-hmm. those fucking with the cars and shit. But do you see, you know, now that you touching the industry, do you see yourself having any other personal passions, like, shit that you just personally like, that you would want to tap into one day?
I got a little something up my sleeve with the fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about the fashion?
Yeah.
Put that shit on.
Like
putting it on all the time.
Would you want to do more like the designing style or like having a line? What part of fashion would you see yourself?
I'm doing it all. Whatever bring income.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, man, I wanted to ask you if you got a deal with Instagram or what? Because, you know, that's the first, Let's Go is the first song that pop up when you add music on there.
Shit be like that now. Shit going on.
Man, what's next for you though, man? I see you riding the success of your recent successes. What you gonna pivot into next?
I just got another tour set up. I'm going to Canada this time, next month.
That's dope.
Yeah, I got a whole Canada tour.
Get some of that overseas money, bro.
Yeah,
that
ain't, Samoa.
That ain't the only country you hitting though.
No, I just got back from a Europe tour.
How was that?
I ain't gonna lie, they different.
But they go hard as hell for the music over there, man.
Nah, for real, they really do. They shocked me. I didn't even think it was gonna be like that.
Were you surprised at how a whole nother language of people rocking your shit, knowing the words?
Nah, for sure. They energy different. Like, the way they show love is, like, it's real different.
This is what I was gonna ask you, man. You just went out here and rocked the stage for a good 20, 30,000 people. And for you to be so chill right now, how you turn it up like that so high and then come right back to just chill and Glock after that?
Like, this shit real. Like, I ain't faking. I'm just being me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Glock.
Is this your first time at the One Music Fest?
Yeah, this was my first one. Yeah.
What you think of it so far?
I fuck with it. It was smooth. Said with turn.
That's
yeah.
What's up. Is there anybody that you really looking forward to seeing hitting the stage this weekend? Like, you like, shit, I
want to
stick around just to see this person.
I ain't even
going to
lie to you. I don't even know who all in the lineup.
Man, you should have been here last night. But Janet Jackson was up in here. She had the thugs crying out here, bro. It was some of the most,
nah, she ain't had that going
most
on,
beautiful
it.
Shit you ever seen. Cause it's like,
so you was crying?
Almost.
It was some titties okay. that popped out. So
almost.
He had a thug tear.
You know how your eyes, they fill up with the water, but it don't fall?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Man, but it's like, I don't care who you are.
Straight
some
up.
People are just on another stratosphere. Whether you came here to see Kodak Black or who, or Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
When Janet Jackson hit that stage, it's like the whole Atlanta turned around, bro.
It's hard, though.
It was dudes out there like, man, that Michael Jackson, little sister.
She need them flowers.
She just got that effect,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she need dope. Them flowers.
And she really had like a whole stage presence, set, choreography. Like, it was a production, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was dope to witness and watch. And I heard Tim's going to be here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I want to see Tim. You know, the girls, we want to, you know, get on our Afro beats and,
yeah.
and vibe out. Do you think as a hip-hop artist, a lot of people crossing over and doing both. Could you see yourself doing, like, Afro beats or doing another genre of hip-hop?
Maybe, like, feature-wise, but, like, as far as myself, nah, I'm going to stay in my lane because... I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think you like some shit up on some Afro beats.
Yeah, I know I would, but I'm gonna leave that for them. Like I said, if it's a feature, yeah, for sure. Send it to me. I'm finna eat that shit up.
Man, how hard is it to get a Key Glock feature these days? You seem to be extremely busy.
It's all about who you know. I ain't gonna lie. That's with life, period. It's all about who you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
Man, it's been super dope back here just kicking it at the Backwoods Lounge. they gave us an opportunity to come and be a part of the culture, man. And I know you're one of the younger artists in here. Have you seen anybody backstage or like behind the scenes that kind of just shocked you or took you back for a moment? Like, oh shit, I've been fucking with their music.
I hopped straight out the truck and ran straight to the stage. Went to the dressing room, came over here and hollered at y'all.
Man, don't leave. I'm telling you. It's somebody walking around back here that, like, I know you're a music fan. You gonna see him. Oh, shit. It's legends all around here, bro.
Nah,
new,
real.
Old, real young, time. Up and coming. Everybody been around the One Music Fest, bro.
For sure.
How do you prepare yourself for a stage, a set like that? Like you said, 20, 30,000 people. You got to keep, it's so many moving parts. Like you said, you hopping off the, you got to transport here, get in the wardrobe, do all that. Like, what do you do to get yourself mentally prepared to hit that stage?
I just, no matter what, I don't ever worry. Like, I'm real laid back and chill, even in the most treacherous moments, you know what I'm saying? So, this is how I just stay calm, ease my mind too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this because, like I said, you in the bag right now. That's just amazing. It seems like you can't miss when it comes to dropping new songs and new singles. And like, your shit ain't dying out. It's like,
right. What's
your process now to doing your follow-ups? Because I know it went from you could just, you know, whatever I want to now it's like, now you feeding a big audience, man. Yeah.
It's really like a flex. I'm just showing, like, I can do what I want, when I want to, how I want to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, then again, I'm just keeping, you know what I'm saying, Dolph name alive. Like, this shit really independent. Like,
yeah. It's
really like that. Like, I'm really having my way.
Man, it's just, it's dope to see you keep that going, bro. And
yeah.
It's like, to keep that same energy and that same flow and know that you still got those fans who want to make sure you good. I see them on your page all the time. Still sending you love and condolences and stuff like that, man. It's like,
yeah, this shit really keep me going, really, though. You know what I'm saying? It be the fans. Yeah, it be the love. Just the support, really, from everybody. This shit drive me.
Yeah. Has it set in yet, though? It's like that you getting this success that you know, like the lifelong dream that you've been chasing as an artist, as a creative, as entertainer.
I ain't satisfied. Like, it's so much more to be done. Like, they ain't seen shit yet.
Word.
Sure. Are there any artists you feel like, okay, when I get this feature or when I work with this person or producer, like, I know for me, I made it. It might not be for everybody else, but, like, I just want to make sure I lock that one in for my own personal, like, success. Anybody you feel like, if I could just get that feature.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm so cocky and self-confident, ain't nobody gonna make me feel like that. Like, just for real.
Yeah.
See, that's that feeling you get when
that's
you get
real.
In that zone.
You like, shit, it's me, nigga.
It is.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I love, like, your beat selection. Because, you know, I fuck with the old schools heavy, bro.
Right.
And you got some good Box Chevy, Monte Carlo, drop top music, bro.
We from down south, bro.
Down south, bro. We gonna get a Christmas album or a Christmas tape or something?
Man, you might get a Thanksgiving one. Who knows?
Word. That's always been one thing that you've been consistent on is like, you drop a nice volume of music, bro.
Yeah.
What's in the vault?
The vault got a vault. I ain't gonna lie. I got more than enough music. Like, I can stop recording for the rest of this year and don't record none next year and still drop 5 tapes. I'm talking about solid tapes.
I want to ask you this about, because you know, it's a movement coming out of Memphis right now. It's driven by the music, but the juking has been going crazy viral with, like.
It's coming back.
It's coming back, bro. What you think about that? Because I know you see, like, you know, we from around the area. It's gangster walking, but the world know it is that.
This shit just hard. I ain't gonna lie, like. It's just all races, all ages, like, just having fun with this shit.
Bruh, and I know, you know, like, from Memphis, we all know, like, a nigga that's slightly too old to be gangster walking that was always cold as the gangster walk. Who was the gangster walking nigga from your hood? Because I feel like every hood or little section got that one nigga that was always cold with that shit.
Man, it was this nigga named EJ. He stayed in my grandma's cove. My grandma had a cove. And his name was EJ. He was a part of this little group and everything. Like, that's all they did. Like, he was the first person I seen do it. He was the one of the best persons I seen do it in person, too. So, you know what I'm saying? My boy EJ.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
What else can we expect from Key Glock, man? No, you, like I said, you don't sit down the line.
I'm finna keep dropping. I ain't gonna lie. My foot on the gas right now.
Flip. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Glock, we appreciate you stopping through the Backwoods Lounge, man. We gotta make sure we get you some of this dope ass merch, one of these hoodies,
one of these
gift bags, or one of these Letterman jacket, man. You got the fashion line.
I might take the rug. Who knows?
Oh, man, we can get you 85 South. Don't worry about none
of that. Man, take
that
rug, man.
Man, I'm going to make sure I got your info. I got to make sure
Straight
I get up. You some of the new shit anyway.
Got
you. I'd love for you to stop by the studio again and follow up next time you in the city.
Bet.
When Fly and D.C. and Chico is there, man.
And
let's take it up another notch, man. Much love and success to you.
Let's do it.
We appreciate you stopping through the back.
100, my boy.
Much love. 85 South Show, Backwoods Lounge. None other than Key Glock. The lovely, the beautiful Miss Bree Renee, and we out of here.